We are very happy that you have joined us on this Saturday morning for a time of teaching and fellowship. It's an opportunity for us to consider how the 16th century Reformation intersects with our world today. So now, if you would like to find out more information about Christ URC, we encourage you to visit our website, ChristURC.org. We are a congregation of the United Reformed Churches in North America. And if you are looking for a church that is committed to the Word of God, worships God with reverence and awe, and preaches Christ from all the Scriptures, well, we encourage you to give us a visit on Sundays at 9:30 in the morning or at 6 in the evening. So a few housekeeping items before we get underway. Just wanted to draw your attention to, first of all, the location of the restrooms. They're in the back, and as you, back of the auditorium, on the right for the men and left for the women. The schedule for today, I imagine everyone probably picked up a bulletin. And so we have three speakers, and between each of the speakers, we'll have a brief time for coffee and snacks that'll be provided in the back, and you're welcome to also step outside. And then also during those breaks, I encourage you to take some time to take a look at, we have four different book and information tables, so please be sure to hit up each and every one of those. We've got some books that Christ URC is selling. We have some books by author Simonetta Carr, who is also a member at Christ URC. We have the White Horse Inn table, and we also have the Westminster Seminary, California table, so please be sure to take a look at the offerings there. Also, want to let you know that lunch is not provided, but it is. There are plenty of places to eat nearby, and so we encourage you to come back after lunch, and to prompt you to return, we have a raffle going on, and so you received a ticket as you came in, so hang on to that ticket, and after lunch, what we'll do is we'll have a time of questions and answers. And speaking of questions and answers, do we have cards to fill out for questions? I haven't seen them yet. Did everyone get one as they came? Perfect. All right, so the reason for that is that you can write down questions as you have them, as the speakers are speaking, and then who's gonna collect them at the end? At some point we'll collect them. What's that? Ushers, okay, the ushers will collect those questions. And then I'll go ahead and organize them during lunch. And after lunch, I'll go ahead and address the speakers, your questions, and we'll get hopefully some edifying answers. And then we will have a raffle. And we've got, I think, given the size of this group, you probably have a 1 in 3 or 4 chance of winning a prize. So be sure to stick around. Just wanted to mention that you know, we are offering this for free, but there will be a time for a donation. So if you feel like giving, we would appreciate it. And so we'll have a time for that after our second speaker. All right, with those items behind us, let me introduce our topic. So today, we will consider one of the great questions of the Protestant Reformation. There were many important theological questions being discussed and debated in the 16th century, such as, how can a sinner be justified by God? And what is the final authority for all matters of faith? Another important question from that time was, what is a true church? Now, as Protestant churches began forming in the 16th century, the Roman Catholic Church accused them of being false churches. And the Reformers responded by turning to the New Testament. And the Bible provides us with three identifying marks of a true church. And this remains an important and relevant topic for us in 2016. Today, there are literally thousands of different churches and options to choose from. How can we be sure if a church is biblical? Is choosing a church a consumer choice? Or does the Bible provide us with a way to identify a true church? So this is what we hope to think about today in our conference. Acts 2:42 tells us that the earliest church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord's blessing on our time today. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before your majesty, and we marvel at the grace and mercy that you have extended to us in Christ. We thank you for rescuing us from death and for placing us in the safety of your church. And so, Father, we do ask for your blessing now upon this time as we consider this important subject. Father, I pray that we would approach your word with humble hearts and teachable minds. And I pray, Father, that you would bless the gifts of the speakers to us. I pray, Father, that we would learn, we'd grow in knowledge of Christ. I pray, Father, that we would not become puffed up in that knowledge, but that we might go out into the world and share your love and humble ourselves for others. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.